San Antonio City Hall holds the offices of the mayor, city council, and a few other essential portions of city government. Since it was built in 1889, the city has spent $6 million in the original construction and all renovations so far. Mike Frisbee is a director of the city's Capital Improvements Department and says a full overhaul of restoring aging parts of the building is estimated to cost $38 million.
All the utilities, the plumbing, the electrical, the heating, air conditioning systems, the interior walls, the conditions, the exterior walls.
For instance, fuse boxes date back to the 1960s, and many pipes are corroded. During a council work session Wednesday, Councilman Clayton Perry asked why the project wasn't included in the 2017 bond. Frisbee says it wasn't ready.
We did the facility assessments last year to really identify what are all the problems with this facility.
He says the city would use a debt service plan to pay for the renovations. The renovation plans include ramps for disability access in front of City Hall. Right now, accessibility ramps are in the back and lead into the basement. Councilman Roberto Trevino says that no one should have to use a back door.
When somebody says we're technically complying with ADA, I think that's, in my opinion, just technically wrong.
ADA stands for the Americans with Disabilities Act. If the plans are approved next spring, renovating City Hall could begin next September. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.